Yaakov Avinu seems to be a figure that in a variety of different places is associated with angels, and possibly most intensely in Parshas Vayetze and Vayishlach also. In Vayetze, so Yaakov Avinu has a vision in the beginning of the Parsha. He is in a, and he sees a Sula Mutzav Arza Varosha Magia Hashamayma. He sees a ladder rooted in this world that goes to the upper world. And there are Malachei Elokim Olim V'yordim Bo. There are angels, at least what seems to be angels, going up and down throughout that ladder. We know that Yaakov Avinu in next week's parsha, the parsha of Vayishlach, when he's about to confront Esav, Vayishlach, he sends Malachim. Rashi says those are Malachim Mamish. Those are real Malachim which he sent. He ends up getting into a fight. Vayivasu Yaakov Levado, Vayavik Ishimo. He fights with, Rashi tells us there in Vayishlach, with Saros Shel Esav. He fights with angels. Yaakov has a certain association with angels, but undoubtedly I think the most powerful vision is probably the Sula Mutzav Arza, Rosh Magia Hashemayim, Malachei Elokim, Olim V'yordim Bo. I'm trying to figure out, I guess, three things. Number one is what exactly was symbolic, what exactly was being conveyed by having these Malachim go up and down the ladder, one question. Two, which many of the Mefarshim are bothered with, it seems to be out of order. Malachim, their base seems to be in Shemayim, so it should have been that they were Yordim V'olim. That's their house. They went down to this world and went back up to Shemayim. Olim v'yordim, they went up to Shemayim and back down. Why would it be said over in that order? And I wonder if we could have a suggestion as to why maybe in particular Yaakov Avinu has a certain connection to the world of angels and what that really is all about. So we'll try to have three mahalchim as far as what's going on here with Malachei Elokim. Olim v'yordim bo. There's a lot to be said about this. We're not going to quote a well-known Nefesh HaChaim and Chassidus by the Chazak V'Yosef and Baal Tanya. We're not going to speak about the Rabbi Mo Nevuchim, but we'll try to speak about three different ideas in terms of what's going on. The first idea of what's going on with the ladder is what Rashi tells us. Rashi tells us in a very, very famous and simple comment from Chazal that Yaakov Avinu, there was a change of guard going on right now. Yaakov Avinu had been protected by the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. Instead, they were going to be switched now to have the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz. We're going to now be the people escorting Yaakov Avinu, escorting him out. The Maharal interestingly points out that wasn't there then going to be a time when no one was guarding him? Because when the Eretz Yisrael ones went up, it's Olim, so before the Chutz La'aretz ones came down, wasn't Yaakov at a particular point in time not going to be covered? So that's what the Pasuk says, Velokim Nitzav Alav, that Hashem is overseeing him. Hashem was always making sure that even in that transition of the guard, the changing of the guard, that he was always going to be protected, he was always going to be okay. And that's at least the first Mahalach. For Rashi, what he does highlight is something which the Ramban, in a slightly different context, also highlights, not in Nitzik Parsha, but the Ramban, which is that the way that Jews are dealt with, the way people are dealt with in Chutz La'aretz is different than the way people are dealt with in Eretz Yisrael. The Malachim of Chutz La'aretz are different than the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. The way that people are interacted with, the Ribbono Shel Olam's role, things can change a little bit. There is a world-famous Ramban. The Ramban quotes a Medrash, Perkei D'Rabbi Eliezer, with an amazing interpretation as to what the Malachim were, why they're Olim V'Yordim, the order, what exactly is going on. The Ramban understands, Perkei D'Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbeinu Bechai quotes this also, that in many ways what was happening was Yaakov Avinu was having his like bris bein habisarim moment. It was like Avram had in Parshas Lech Lecha. What's happening is Yaakov is being shown the future of what's going to be with his descendants. He's being shown what's going to be with Klal Yisrael. Who are the Malachi Elokim Olim V'Yordim Bo? Those are the messengers in charge of the different nations of the world. There are four Golios. There are four primary Goluses that Klal Yisrael is going to go through. Maral, beginning of Ner Mitzvah, speaks about this a bit. And what's happening is as follows, says the Ramban. Says the Ramban, the Olim V'Yordim are the other nations of the world. They go up. There are time periods where they are in charge. They're going to be in control. And then they're Yordim, and then they go down. Olim V'Yordim, Olim V'Yordim. That they have their ups, and eventually they come down. The Malchus of Edom, the last one, says Ramban, it may be too hard to see it coming down because it's such a long gullus that we're going to be going through. But ultimately, the whole time we know that it's an up and a down, and eventually, Hashem, Nitzav Alav, that we know that we're going to be protected. And Yaakov Avinu is being shown, like Avram Avinu, that there are going to be particular challenges. There are going to be particular challenges. But nevertheless, don't worry so much. We're going to be okay. We're going to get through all of it. If you're a gematria person, in the Kitzer Paneach Raza, it says there in the Pasuk that the gematria of these four Golios, these four nations of Bavel, Umadai, V'Yavan, V'Romi, is Bigmatria Olim V'Yordim Bo. That they have ups and they have downs. They have ups and they have downs. And that's part of what we find, part of what we have here, the story according to the Rambam. So for Rashi, it's the Malachim. It's the Malachim of Chutzlar. It's the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. For Rashi, there may be this brief time period where he's not being watched, but Hashem is there taking care of at the Maral. For the Ramban, it's the story of Jewish people, the different nations going up and going down. But eventually we know that we're going to emerge, we're going to be okay, and that I think very nice gematria. In the Midrashim, and also in the Sefer Das Kain of Balya Tosfos, you find a particularly intense image, and it's one which I think is very intriguing. The Sulam is Mutzav Arza, it's Rosho Magia HaShamayma. Says in the Medrash, Mutzav Arza is reminiscent in many ways, all of this is reminiscent of Maimon Har Sinai. Mutzav Arza reminds us of Vizyatzvu, Betachti Sahar, that same word, that we were under, set and established under Har Sinai. Rosho Magia HaShamayma. Patrick says, Vahar Boer Ba'esh, Adlev HaShamayim, that Har Sinai went up to Shamayim. And as the Medrash tells us, that Sulam is Bigmatria Sinai, that it becomes the bridge between this world and the upper world. It's like a Har Sinai type experience. What Yaakov Avinu was seeing, he was seeing an experience of Har Sinai. The fact that Derech Agav, I would know, we know this is the Kufa, where according to Chazal, Yaakov Avinu had spent 14 years in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver learning a lot. That connection to Sinai is obviously on some level intriguing. The beautiful Torah from Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel. Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel was the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. He beat out Rav Soloveitchik for the chief rabbi job in Tel Aviv, like 1920s or so. It's a very, very beautiful, very beautiful insight. He says as follows. You know, Avram Avinu's Midah is the Midah of Chesed. Yitzchak Avinu's Midah is the Midah of Avoda. That's what he's engaged in. That's what he's engaged in. Yaakov is associated with the world of Torah. We spoke a couple of weeks ago about different midos of the Avos. Avram's chesed, he says, you know, chesed is the kind of thing which is very much rooted in this world. Chesed are the actions which you do in Olam Hazeh. It's the day-to-day interactions which you have with other people. The world of Avoda, represented by Yitzchak, be it the Avoda of Tefillah or the Avoda of Karbanos, is very much focused on upper worlds. It's very much not down here. It's thinking about and doing things that are going to impact the upper world. What is the bridge behind the world of Shamayim, the world of pure Ruchnius, and the world down here? That bridge is Torah. Torah, in many ways, is about learning how to close that gap, how to take a Torah which is upper and bring it down to this world, how to have a life in Olam Hazeh which can be elevated going up. Torah, in many ways, is that gap. That's why Yaakov Avinu is the one that has this vision of the Sulam Mutzav Arza, Rosh HaMagi HaShamayimah. And that was the lesson here of like the Maimon Har Sinai type experience. Maimon Har Sinai also is that Mutzav, Bizyatu B'tachti Sahar, Rosho Magia HaShamayimah, because Torah is how we bridge the gap between this Olam Hazeh world, which is so physical, and the upper world, which is taking place up there. Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel goes one step further. He says, you know, there is a Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Peches. We spoke about this a little bit. Avram's associated with a mountain, with a har. Yitzchak with a sadeh. Yaakov, this week's parsha, Yaakov says, V'yikashim ha-makomahu, base kale. Yaakov associated with a house. What's the difference between a mountain, a sada, and a house? The difference is, he suggests, that a mountain is not accessible to everyone. You have to climb a mountain. Mountain's not the easiest thing to be able to go up and be able to conquer. A sada, interestingly enough, is also not accessible to all people. There are people that hang out in fields and know the world of his bodedus and can be there like Yitzhak was, Vayetze Yitzhak, Lasuach Basada. But for many people, it's not where they are. Many people are not built to be able to have that kind of alone time, that kind of contemplative experience which takes place in the Sada. But all people can have a house. And a house represents stability. And a house represents something on some level which is incredibly, incredibly permanent. And something, again, which all are able to connect to. The chesed of Avram, in many ways, was something which was beyond what many of us could accomplish. The way he was, right after the bris milah, able to do it, that was something which was so beyond. Yitzchak's avoda, Yitzchak of being in a sadeh, was something also which is very hard to recreate with the same kind of intensity. But Chazal tells, based on the Gemara Maseches Yuma, the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Keser Torah, anyone that works hard has the ability to attain on his own level the Keser Torah. It's Munach Bekeren Zavis, Komi Sherotze, Yavo Vayitol. Anyone that wants to come and get the Keser Torah. Yaakov Avinu, the world of Bayis, Yaakov Avinu gave us the way in which we could have an avoda, which we could feel a sense of permanence with, which we could give, which could provide for us a degree of consistency. And Torah is able in many ways to do that. It provides a consistent, not on the intensity of Yaakov Avinu, but a consistent religious life. And it is the way that a person navigates the this world and the upper world. So the Malachi Elkim, Olim V'yordim, both for Rashi, is a reference to the Malachim, to Malachim of Chutzlar, it's the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. For the Ramban, it's the story of the Jewish people. It's the Malachim in charge of other nations that are going to be going there. For Yaakov, it represents the connection of this world and the upper world. What I would suggest, I'll dare just take it or leave it, but if Yaakov was the one that mastered this world and the upper world and the bridge between them, maybe that explains Yaakov's ability to control angels. In next week's Parsha Vayishlach, the capacity to send Malachim Mamish, his ability to take on the Malachim of Esav, is because he understood the power, he controlled that bridge of upper and lower, what the Malachim represent. Yaakov was able to be Kona. So in many ways, Yaakov Avinu, a very important figure, the vision of Yaakov's ladder, of the Malachi Elkim, Olim V'Yordim Bo, hopefully some nice Torah for us.